What if nothing is wrong with you? And what if you're not stuck? What if you're standing at the edge of the life you've been praying for and you just haven't had the right support to walk into it yet? And that starts by realizing there's nothing wrong with you. The system and the pace and the way you've been taught to live in is, and something new is right here waiting for you. So, over these last podcast series, you've listened to the stories. Maybe you've nodded along with, yep, I see myself in that. Maybe you've cried a couple times like this. It finally feels like somebody gets it. So, let me ask you something. What if this is your moment? Not to do it right, not to fix yourself, not that, oh, I finally found the right plan. No, but to finally have a relationship with yourself and your life that feels calm and at ease. Learning how to relate to your body, your emotional eating, your urges, your overwhelm, and your spirals that you don't need to escape from. Because you've done the other thing, right? You've done the overthinking, the all or nothing eating patterns, control and collapse, push through at all costs. I'll try again Monday. But this is not that. And I'll never forget the time. I want to share a story with you about a time I said yes to making dinner for my son's entire sports team. And I offered just as an automatic, I can do this. And it was, would you like some help? The coach, would you like help? No, I got it. I got it all. And then other parents, would you like help? Oh, no, I've got it all. And there I was the night before, I was meant to give it to the team, making sloppy joes, cutting all the fruit, making salads, doing all of it because that MO, that mode of operation still comes up from time to time for me still. I can do it all. I don't need anyone's help. And I could feel the overwhelm and the stress rising. And here's what I want you to know. Instead of doing what I had always done, which was power through, maybe with a hint of resentment, maybe an expletive or two, shutting completely down, instead of doing what I had always done, I paused. I remember in the middle of that, I could feel the pressure rising and I took a few deep breaths. And I remember thinking, I don't have to keep doing it this way. And in that pause, I asked the question, how do I want to be with this? How do I want to be with this moment? And that was the shift. Not a full-blown miracle, not some breakthrough, not more willpower, just an honest moment of presence and asking the right question that changed the trajectory of my spiral. The trajectory of what I normally would have done. I can do it myself. I don't need to ask for help. And so when I gave myself enough time to ask, to answer the question, how do I want to be with this moment? I was able to say, I don't want to do it by myself this time. I want help. And I was able to delegate. I was able to make a couple phone calls. And I stayed with it without going gangbuster nuts or banging pans. I remember laughing. I remember calming the heck down and being in that experience completely differently than I had ever done before. And guess what? I haven't offered to cook the entire meal by myself ever again since that time. But that night, in the middle of my sloppy joes and overwhelm, something shifted for me. And it wasn't because I pushed through or powered through. It was because of what I teach inside the Nourished Woman Lifestyle. It was because of using the still point practice. And it wasn't because it was a perfect moment. It was because it was a new one. It was the moment where everything began to change. And I gave myself a pause and I was like, I don't need to keep doing it this way. And I don't need to stay true to this outdated loyalty to my belief that I have to do it all and I don't need to ask for help. And this is what the pause and my support and these everyday tools in the membership can actually do for you. They help you build a mental framework and rhythms that hold you. Stop disconnecting and start connecting, right? Start meeting your moments differently so you can stop spiraling and showing and start instead showing up in the way that you desire to. And this is what the Nourished Woman Lifestyle is all about. It's not about finding the right thing. It's not about fixing, but relating to your life, to yourself, to your overwhelm, to the pressure, to your eating differently. And the women who thrive inside this membership are not waiting for perfect. They are not striving for perfect conditions. They learn that they are done with performing and ghosting themselves and decided instead to believe that they are building and creating something new, and they're doing it inside the still point practice. So, could we offer a still point moment, a pause here, right now? A sacred invitation to ask yourself a couple of questions. What would change if I gave myself the right kind of support? What if this time I didn't ghost myself? What if this time I stayed? What would shift for me if I learned to relate to my eating, my body, my circumstances differently, like what I'm learning in here? I'm curious what's possible. And I want you to hold those questions. And if your soul is whispering, yes, I want this. I want to shift this inside of me, then trust it. Your still point starts the second you pause and you ask these questions and you say yes. And it's waiting for you immediately inside. So if you're ready to get started, find the link in the show notes, and I will meet you on the other end.